This is Blind Geek Zone podcast number 11 for June 26th, 2007. Hi, this is Rick, and I had a few things I wanted to talk with you all this week about. First is, you'll probably notice I haven't made any podcasts or tutorials here in the last 2 weeks. And the reasons for that are, number one, I've been busy working with Saratech System Access to Go, and I've been working with the latest JAWS release that just came out last week. And I've just kind of been busy with things, but also, I am going through some revamping here. I've had several people contact me about my podcasts. They've kind of asked that I do a couple different things differently, and enough people have said this to me now that I'm going to take it seriously, and I'm going to make an attempt to do some changes here. I've had a few concerns where people don't like the way I use the microphone to record the JAWS speech playback, or my speech synthesizer playback, you know, whether it's JAWS or System Access or Window Eyes. They say sometimes it sounds distant and sometimes it's too fast. And so what I'm going to do is, one, I'm going to slow the JAWS speech down to a lesser amount. I run mine at 43 for my rate, and some people think that's too fast, so I'm going to slow it down to probably about 20 or 25 for, you know, the newer podcasts I do. Also, people have suggested to me that I either use a mixer or I use the What You Hear function from the sound card. And the reason I haven't done this in the past is I typically use this USB mic here that I'm using. And, you know, the What You Hear function on the cards won't pick up the USB microphones, unfortunately. I wish it would, but it doesn't. So, while I can record everything the PC is doing, which includes the JAWS speech, I can't record my voice. I have some PC mics here. I'm going to try them out. They're not as good, in my opinion, as the USB mic is, but I am going to try them out and see what I can do about this. And then the next podcasts I do with JAWS will be done in a different manner. I'm just trying to figure that all out now. Some people have also suggested to me that I use a mixer. And I don't know. I really don't want to spend all the money that it's involved in buying a mixer. You know, I know we have money in the Blind Geek Zone Fund that I could clearly go out and spend on a mixer and maybe a mic, but I only have about $145 in the account, so I don't know that that's going to be enough to go buy a mixer and a mic, so I'm kind of hesitant to do that. But I will consider it. But I did want to let you know why there hasn't been any new postings here lately. And hopefully I will have some here very soon. The next thing I wanted to talk about is the Blind Geek Zone blog. You're all aware that I do the Blind Geek Zone website. Well, now for the last 2 weeks, I've been doing the Blind Geek Zone blog. And the Blind Geek Zone blog is where I'm posting various comments that some of you have probably seen, some of you probably haven't. I have a link to the blog on the main website page, and I also have another link to the blog in my links page. And I'll give you the address right now for the blog too, if you want to do that. It's http://blind-geek-zone.blogspot.com. And on the blog, I'm posting a lot of different things. I've been posting Saratech comments, and some comments that I've made are about the testing of System Access to Go. I've also made some comments about Freedom Scientific's JAWS 8.0 release and some of the concerns I've had about it, which I will talk about here more in a minute. I've also posted some news stories that I get from around the web, and I've also posted some personal comments. So I hope everybody will go there and read it. I hope people will comment back to me on my comments, as that's what the blog is for. It's for you guys to talk to me and interact with me in ways that we can't do on the website itself. So that's been up for about 2 weeks now, and I hope you guys will all check it out and use it. And that brings me to my next subject. JAWS 8.0 build 2173 posted on Thursday, June 21st, 2007. It's the final release of JAWS 8.0, and it's also the first non-beta release of JAWS 8.0 for Vista. And JAWS 9.0 will be coming out in the fall. I had made some comments on my blog about some of the concerns I had with the final release of JAWS and Vista. I had some problems. And I wrote up a couple of rather lengthy discussions about these problems I had. And I guess Daryl Shandro also posted some comments on his blog about some of the things I said on the mailing list about JAWS 8.0 for Vista. Apparently, Eric Damery from Freedom Scientific contacted Daryl about his posts on his blog. And at that point, Eric states that Daryl told him to contact me. So Eric did contact me over the weekend by phone and email, and he wanted to talk to me about my concerns and problems that I was having with JAWS 8 for Vista. So on Monday morning, I sent him my blog comments because he wrote me back and wanted to know specifically what problems I was having with JAWS and Vista, and he wanted to talk to me on the phone about it. So I sent him my comments, and he read them, and then he called me. We had a 22-minute conversation on the phone, and we talked about various things. Most of the things we discussed were comments on my blog posting. You know, the problems that I stated, and he gave me, you know, his answers, you know, for those posts. So after that was all done, you know, I was thinking about how to post Eric's comments back to the public, because there are several things that he wanted me to say publicly about support issues and technical support from Freedom Scientific and some of the complaints that were being made. So I asked Eric at that point, well, can I go ahead and post our audio discussion, because that would give you know, your exact words to the public as to what you wanted to say. And unfortunately, Eric was opposed to that. He told me he didn't realize we were being recorded. I explained to Eric in another email that yes, I was taking audio notes. We had a long discussion on various subjects. I don't do Braille, and I have no other way to take notes. I didn't see a problem with it. I meant no harm in doing so. And frankly, there was nothing in the conversation that Eric said that wasn't that you know, really was that big a deal that I could see him or Freedom Scientific getting upset in any way about any of it being said publicly. And at no time did Eric tell me that I couldn't post any of his comments on my blog. So I didn't see a problem with it. But Eric did. So I gave Eric the opportunity to either post exactly what he wanted to say to my blog comments, or to send me an email or a document back to me with exactly what he wanted to say, and then I would post that. So a little bit later, I get a lengthy message from Eric about what I assumed he wanted to say, because he didn't say that it wasn't, and I posted it out to the blog. I didn't see any problems with that. There wasn't anything in the post that was inflammatory to anybody or said anything that shouldn't have been said. I don't have a problem with any of the statements Eric made whatsoever. But Eric wrote me back this morning and said that he didn't intend for his email to be posted on my blog or anybody else's, and he, you know, really wasn't happy about it. I apologized to Eric. I explained to him that he sent me a message back that looked very much like what he wanted to post to the community, and I posted it. He didn't say not to, and it was my understanding that that was what he wanted. We more or less both apologized to each other for the miscommunications. I've definitely learned something here. I won't do it again. I won't post anything without somebody's permission. You know, I want to take this time to openly and publicly apologize to Eric Damery for posting his comment without permission. But, you know, kind of in my defense, and, you know, Eric wrote back to me just a little while ago and said he had contacted me specifically for support purposes and not to discuss anything on a blog. My defense to that is I sent you my blog comments and you talked to me directly about those blog comments. So at that point, I felt that it was fine for me to post those comments back out as they were comments directly to my blog postings. Whether you intended this or not, I wasn't aware at the time that you weren't. You didn't say anything about me not making any of these comments public. Matter of fact, there were several of them that you wanted me to make public comments, and I did. So, you know, this has been unfortunate, and like I said, I've learned a lesson. I won't make the mistake again. From now on, you know, I will continue to make comments on my blog. That is my right to do so. And I didn't make any comments on the blog that were inflammatory or slanderous or anything like that to either Eric or Freedom Scientific. I just stated my concerns about the reader. They are valid concerns. I have went to great extremes to make sure the statements I made were accurate, and I feel they are 100% accurate, and I don't have a problem with them myself, and many others don't either. But, you know, Eric also told me, and I need to make some of this stuff known because it's important, and it's important for all of us. Eric said that nobody has made hardly any comments about Vista whatsoever to Freedom Scientific. He doesn't think hardly anybody is even using Vista and JFW. So, as a result, Freedom Scientific is focusing their efforts primarily on the XP side of JAWS and not Vista. And this is because the bulk of their customers are XP. And I completely 100% understand this. You have to take care of your customers. That's fine. But from what I have seen on the mailing list, there are many, many more people using JAWS and Vista than Eric or Freedom Scientific may be aware of. And one reason I can think of that maybe they're not aware of this is I've been told privately by quite a few people that the concerns they reported to the beta team while JAWS was in beta, you know, for Vista, that they were completely blown off. They were ignored and they weren't paid any attention to. And I've heard this a number of times, so I tend to think it's credible. Eric has also said that nobody is reporting the virtual buffer problems anymore, and that they have fixed this problem and they consider the issue closed. I told Eric that I had a virtual buffer problem. I explained it to him in detail. He said that, you know, Freedom Scientific, if they can't duplicate it, they can't fix it. I understand that. So my statement to everybody and Eric's statement to everybody is, if you are having virtual buffer problems or you are having other types of problems with XP and Vista, make your concerns known to technical support at Freedom Scientific. This is very critical. If Freedom Scientific does not get the technical support concerns that we have, then they are not going to be able to fix the problems. Because obviously the virtual buffer problem exists in some form still. But Eric has stated very clearly that Freedom Scientific is no longer getting reports on this issue to them, and they consider the issue closed and fixed in JAWS 8.0. Also, if you feel your support issues aren't being taken care of properly, and I voiced this concern to Eric, I told him that many of my email support issues were simply answered back to me, you know, to check my settings or whatever. And as Daryl has said on his comments, that this canned response is being given over and over and over. Eric told me that if any of us has a problem with technical support, that we don't feel our questions are being answered correctly, that we need to contact Brian Carver, and he is the director of support at Freedom Scientific. I have his contact information on a blog post that anybody can go get. Eric said that the information is easily available to anybody that wants it. It's on the technical support pages, it's on their newsletters, it's on their podcasts. And he said that anybody that's having any issues whatsoever about getting canned responses needs to contact Brian Carver to have these problems resolved, and that they are more than willing to resolve these problems. So I would have to say that, you know, we all need to clearly step up to the plate and start sending all of our problems to technical support. I plan to send some more comments into support, and if I get the same responses back to check my settings or whatever, I will most definitely contact Brian on this issue. I would like to ask that everybody out there does the same thing. Start submitting all of your problems to technical support for them to answer. And if you feel you're not being answered, you know, definitely contact Brian, because Eric states that Freedom Scientific is fixing every single problem that is reported. And if we don't report it and we just complain about it on the lists, then it's not going to get fixed. So, you know, he does make valid points there, and I agree with him, you know, to an extent. But in my defense, as far as posting his comments, I do apologize for that. I won't do it again. But I also feel that FS is being rather defensive, and I don't understand why they're being so defensive anymore and why they seem to have, you know, boxed themselves into a corner and they don't want to discuss anything in the public community anymore about, you know, support and their product and, you know, different problems that are going on. And, you know, I hope this won't continue. I hope Freedom Scientific will open up to us, as Eric has requested that me and others do, to support there. You know, I again say to Eric, I hope you will open up with the community and be more open with the community as well. So, that's basically all I wanted to say on this podcast, and this pretty much wraps everything up. So, thank you for listening to me, and I'll talk to you again soon.